Hello everyone, welcome to day 11 of our 2 months reading of the Gospel of Mark. So day 11 in our Bible reading plan is chapter 3, Mark 3, 20 to 30. Let me read it to you, and then in just a few minutes we're going to talk about it, pray. Are you ready? Here we go. This is Mark 3, verse 20. And Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the teachers of the law who came from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons. He is driving out demons." So Jesus called them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house. I tell you the truth, all the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. And he said this because they were saying he has an evil spirit. Well, as I read this, my mind goes to the concept of the power of unity in a family, in a business, sports club, and in a church. The power of unity, and also the power of disunity to destroy, tear down. So first of all, I want my heart to be in unity. That's called not being stressed. Heart in unity with my family. So it's going to be about forgiveness and love and mercy and grace, right? So here we go. I'm going to pray this. And I think this is an incredible, if we need to get rid of disunity and bad feelings, bad thinking, this is the moment. Let me pray. Lord, thank you that you died on the cross and you rose again to bring us peace of heart, your peace, your shalom on our lives, the Hebrew word shalom. So much peace right through, no stress, releasing stress. Lord, we forgive and release anyone we need to, and we will bring our life into alignment and joy and positive in the Holy Spirit and in your word. And I pray we'd have positive thoughts towards you, towards family and people and church. Just be in unity together, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the peace and unity right now. Amen. Amen. And you might want to write whatever you want to there, but just this 3 minutes here right now, I believe is good. My journal title would be United Heart Today. A United Heart Today. God bless you. Bye.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.